Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in about 15 minutes, McKenzie will spill the tea. And then after that, it's Freak Show Friday. Rico did something in a hot tub for the first time, and now he can't stop doing
it. This is so freaky and weird, and it makes me question most men.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird situation. All right, so it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and of course, we put a lot of stuff up on social media, and usually it's fun, it's nice, but did you guys see what was up on our social media? This happened in Indy on Radio Now 100.9 on that radio station Instagram. Did you see what got posted? They tagged Joe McKenzie, and they tagged me, Joe Pesh Radio, on Instagram. Here, this is Jules. She does middays in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. This is what she posted.
Joe, I love you, bro, but come on, man. I'm calling you out. This beard hair, it's in the keyboard. Look.
Ew. Look.
So I guess, like, somehow, some way, one of my beard hairs, like, got left behind. It does come out sometimes, so I try to pick them up.
Joe does this weird thing. He, like, combs through his beard.
Well, yeah, like, women
with,
your
fingers
hair.
When he's, like, thinking or whatever. So I could totally see how you would have hair just falling.
And I guess, I don't know if she actually did get, like, sick, but listen to what happened next.
I don't think this is what DJ Khaled meant when he said another one.
She's picking another one up.
Oh, I almost got it. Tweezer remotes. Oh.
Oh, Jules.
And
girl.
Now joining us in studio, she does middays on Radio Now 100.9 in Indy. Jules, hi.
Hello. Good morning, Joe and McKenzie.
Hey.
Oh, Jules, I am so sorry on behalf of Joseph over here. That's disgusting.
Now, here's my thing. I apologize, but I don't. And this is why. Women around here, here's what I do love. We have a lot. There's actually more women on our radio station than there is guys, which I think is rare. That's a good thing to have that. That being said, ladies, there's hair everywhere. It's like we got wild cats and dogs.
Mm-mm. It's not the same as your beard hair.
No, okay, here's the thing.
What is the difference between
a
hair?
A long blonde hair is not as disgusting to find as a, I don't know how you would coarse, squiggled up beard hair because it reminds you of something else.
I'm glad you said that because you just said it. Now I want to open up the phone lines. I want honesty here, men or women, 833-563-2539. Talk about a double standard. They're the same thing, are they not? A woman's hair, how is it any different than a dude's beard hair?
Because it reminds you of a hair from a lower region, which is gross.
And I don't know what you had for lunch. Like, there could be some, like, leftover food crusted on your beard hair.
I'm so sorry if you're just waking up and, like, eating your breakfast right now.
Let me tell you this. I take care of my beard. And I know you're not trying to insult me right now, but I feel insulted and attacked because I beard oil it. I beard balm it. I shampoo it with a beard shampoo. I blow dry it. I comb it.
He's proud of his
beard. This beard is everything the media tells you it's not. This thing is clean. There's no doo-doo fecal stuff anywhere. This is a clean, beautiful, manly beard.
But do you get what we're saying, though? If you find it, because it reminds you of something else, and that's grosser than finding, like, a long woman's hair.
No, I don't.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you were eating a sandwich, would you don't want to find a hair.
Uh-huh.
But would you rather find, like, a long strand of hair or what could be a hair from your nether regions? Mm. The answer is A, all the time.
No. You don't want to find either one in your food.
Well, of course. But if you had to pick one, which would it rather be? Like, Jules probably wouldn't have been as, like, oops, if there was, like, a long hair. And she would have been like, oh, you know.
It's
still gross, but...
I apologize for not cleaning up my beard hair that I didn't even realize was there. I'm getting distracted because sometimes I'll have actual beard hair like that gets stuck in the microphone like cover here.
I've had to pick that out of the microphone before and like I can't do it.
All right, hold on. We have people calling in. 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Steven this morning and see what he says. Hey, good morning, Steven. Thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, so yeah, there's a huge double standard. Like, I agree with you. It's not fair. My beard is very well groomed. I shampoo it, I oil it, I comb it, and my wife gets really mad when there's little beard hairs on the sink.
Yeah,
she has this Chewbacca clump clogging the shower, and I gotta fish it out with a hook, and it's disgusting.
Thank you. Louder for people in the back, Steven.
No, I clean up my hair after the shower. Like, I throw it away. So, but when my husband, after he showers, he's got a really long beard too. And it's like beard hair everywhere. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who is this?
Cindy.
Cindy, what are you calling to say this morning?
That those girls are embarrassing because a hair is a hair. It doesn't matter what part of the body it comes from, it's a hair. Get over it.
I just totally disagree.
Ladies, you're
embarrassing women. We're strong. We don't give a shit about where things come from.
You can't swear. I appreciate you. Lenny, dump that.
No, all I'm saying is if you found a hair from someone's crotch, it's more disgusting than a hair from someone's head, in my opinion. I don't want that with that.
Hold
gross.
On, I'm just putting this together. Are you saying that my immaculate beard looks like nether region hair?
No, I'm saying if I was to find, I'd be more skeeved out if I found one of like a coarse, curly, little black hair somewhere than if I found like a long strand of hair from someone's head. I'm saying I think that's grosser.
Now I feel like I need to
and
start.
I don't think that's ludicrous or embarrassing. That's just facts.
Now I think I need to start. Oh, okay. Your facts are wrong, ladies. It's okay. Sometimes in the court of law, you're wrong and you're right. Today? You lost. But thank you, though. Jules, I'm sorry. I won't leave beard hairs anywhere else.
It's okay. I'll forgive you.
Right,
but don't let it happen again.
All right. You have a good day. Hey, Mackenzie. Guess what?
Hey, what?
Okay, now that she's gone, I think just randomly, like, I'm not going to pluck them out on purpose. But
thanks, Jules. Love you.
Okay. But when I find a beard hair, I think I'm just going to like start compiling them together.
Joe.
And like put them into little like beard doll
you
hairs.
Know, you want to kill this reputation of being Josie Grossy, and that's not going to help
what do
your
you mean,
cause.
Josie Grossy?
Do people, not
people
make a
People call
beard
me Josie
doll.
Grossy around here? What?